Welcome to Parshas HaShavua. This week's Parshas is Parshas Kisetze. I'm going to share a small idea on the Parsha connected with Elul, but then just share with you a beautiful concept with regard to Elul and the Avodah, the service of Tshuva, and so on. These weeks we're going to focus a lot on upcoming Yom Tovim and on Elul and on Tshuva and on the Chagim and so on. So we've talked about the Parshas of the week, which obviously are action-packed, and there's so much to learn in Parshas Kisetze, specifically so many mitzvahs. But the Mefarshim will talk about the connections between the Parshas of the week and Elul, as we've spoken about in previous weeks. So in this week's Parsha, the connection is rather obvious. Well, there's a connection through many aspects of the Parsha, but the connection from the beginning of the Parsha is very obvious, because the Parsha begins with Kisetze Lamilchoma Al Oivecha, when you go out to fight a war with your enemy, and so on. And then it goes on to tell us the mitzvah of Eishes Sifas Toyer, and so on. But, first of all, explain that Kisetze Lamilchoma, when you go out to the war, the war is the war between the Nefesh Alekis and the Nefesh Abamis, the godly soul and the animal soul, between the Yetzer Toiv and the Yetzer Hara. And when do we fight this war constantly, but when do we upgrade? When do we really strategize how to fight and win this war? It's during Elul. It's during the time of Elul when we recognize who the enemy is, spiritually speaking. We recognize those things that are standing in the way of Torah and Mitzvahs. We go to war with them in a way that we are victorious and we overcome. The Yetzer Toiv overcomes and defeats the Yetzer Hara. The godly soul defeats the animal soul. We're able to upgrade and improve and fix all of those aspects of serving Hashem that we should. But of course, there's a nuance over here in the pasuk, which is a very important lesson. It says, "Kisetze lamulchama," when you go to war, "al oivecha." Contextually, it means with your enemy. But it doesn't say "im oivecha." It doesn't say with your enemy. It says "al oivecha," on top of your enemy. What does that mean? What this means is, on the one hand, we have an entity, oivecha, we have the enemy. This could be physically speaking or spiritually speaking. The enemy is a real thing. The enemy seems strong, daunting, overwhelming, and it's extremely difficult sometimes to fight the Milchemes HaYetzer, to fight that war with the Yetzirah. Says the Pasuk, the first introduction to fighting that war, let's talk about it in context of Elul. The first introduction to upgrading and to really reflecting how that war should be fought and how it should be won is Kisetze Lamilchoma Al Oivecha. When you go out to war on top of your enemies, you need to know right in the beginning, you have to be confident that this is a winnable war. This is a war that can be won. We can do it. We can overpower. We can be victorious over our animal soul, over our Yetzer Hara, because we are fighting the war. A yid is something which is connected to Hashem. Intrinsically, v'atem hadveikim b'Hashem kulchem chayim kulchem ayoyim. We are connected to Hashem, and therefore we have eternal life. And we have eternity, and we have permanence. We have the intrinsic strength that comes with just the very fact that we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we talk about something that's standing in the way of Hashem. Talking about the darkness of the world, talking about the impurity of the world. We are taught by many Svarim, that's not a real entity. That's something that looks real, looks strong, looks overwhelming, looks daunting, looks scary. But it's actually not. Once you start once you start fighting the war, once you start being strong with the enemy dissipates, the enemy falls apart, because it doesn't really have its own independent eternal strength, because it's something that is not connected to Hashem. So the very, very first attitude, the first perspective at the very beginning of the parasha, and there's such a lesson for Elul, the first perspective we have when we start doing tshuva is, we can do this. Al oivecha, we are on top of our enemies before we start even. We are on the strongest side before we even entertain the war. The war has to be fought. That's the way Hashem made it. He gave us the Yetzer Toiv and the Yetzer Hara. We do need to fight the war. We do need to upgrade. We do need to do tshuva. But we need to do it with the fullest confidence and the fullest belief in our power to really win this war and overcome that which is evil, overcome the Yetzer Hara, overcome the forces that stand in the way of us doing Torah and mitzvahs. So that's just a little idea from the parasha. I want to share with you a vort that I saw with regard to Elul. It's based on a vort that I've repeated many times, but this is sort of an extra little cherry on the top. So we know there's a pasuk which the Sfas Emes brings with regard to Elul, the name of his grandfather, the Chiddush Harim. And it says in the pasuk, it's a pasuk we say actually every day, it's a pasuk we say, it's chapter 100, Mizmor Lasoida, it says, "Du'u ki Hashem hu lekim." You should know that Hashem is our God. "Hu asonu," He made us. "V'loya nachnu amoy v'tzoy marisoy." Now, "V'loya nachnu," and not us, or to him we are. Let's understand what this means. The word "loy" in the Torah is an idea of kri and ksiv. And sometimes a pasuk is written one way but read another way. There's a ksiv the way it's written and the way we pronounce it. Sometimes it makes a very big difference. Sometimes actually the way it's written is totally different to the way we actually pronounce it. And it doesn't matter. You write it in the Torah one way, but you pronounce it a different way. Here in Tanakh, we also have a kri and ksiv. Because this pasuk can be read two ways. The ksiv, the way it's written, is loy with an aleph. Loy with aleph means not. So the pasuk would read, "To uki Hashem hu lekim, no Hashem is your God. He made us and not ourselves. We didn't make ourselves. We, Hashem made us. And therefore we are his nation." That's one way to read it. However, we are taught that the kri, when we read it, even though the pronunciation is the same thing, really, but I guess it's the intention. When we read it with a vav. "V'loy anachnu" means, "and to him we are." Amoy, we are his nation. "V'tzoyin mar isoy," and his flock. So what does that mean? It means like this. It says the Vasemis over here, we learn the Savart is repeated different ways, different times, but this is the way he repeats it in this particular case. And he says, "V'loy," we can have two things. Sometimes during the year, we are involved in veloy with an aleph. We are involved in things which kind of superficially at least make us not Hashem's nation, disconnects us from Hashem. But the good news is, says the Ptilim, that there's a kri and there's a ksiv. Yes, it's written one way, but we read it a different way because we are alerted to the power of tshuva. That tshuva is veloy, we can become his again. Veloy anachnu, we are his. Because we can become his nation, because through tshuva, through removing our ego, removing our insistence of not following with obedience and dedication Hashem's wishes and so on and so forth, we move away from ourselves, we move away from not becoming disconnected from him. Eloi anachnu, we're not him. Sorry, we're the not us, the idea of not, the loy. And we move towards the loy with the vav, then we become his, we become connected to him, we become his nation. That's the power of tshuva. By the way, these are also the two letters of Elul. Elul is Aleph Lamed, which is Lamed with an Aleph, and Lamed and Elul is Vav Lamed, Lamed Vav with a Vav. Same thing idea. We have to move away from the Loy to the Loy, from the Loy with an Aleph, being not Hashem's nation, and disconnect from Hashem, to the Loy, to being Hashem's connection. So I saw in the Sefer, Shvili Pinchas, he adds a very beautiful idea. It's known from Kabbalah, I think it's the Zohar, that says that tshuva is toshuv hei. Tshuva is return the hei. And in Kabbalah, there's a whole thing about Hashem's name, Yudke Vovke, that when we do things we shouldn't do, this is also explained in great detail in the Igeris HaTshuva from the Balatanya, that when we do the wrong thing, we sort of drag the hei from the Shem Hashem, from the name of Hashem, into places of impurity. And the idea of tshuva is to return. The word tshuva means to return, not just repentance, it means to return to Hashem. But it means also toshuv hay, to return the hay to its rightful place after we have sort of blemished it and impurified it through our things that we do that aren't good. But he says in the context of the Sfas Emes of Art, he said toshuv hay means we've got to return the hay. What does that mean? So we talk about the loy with an aleph and the loy with a vav. The difference in numerical value is 5. Loy is 31 with an aleph. Loy with a vav is 36. When we don't do the right thing, we become loy with an aleph. We become not sort of connected to Hashem. When we do tshuva and we connect to Hashem, we are then loy with a vav. We are his. Loy with a vav. Loy anachnu with a vav. And that's 36. So the difference is 5. And that's the pshat, tosh teshuva is toshuv hei. We've got to return the 5. We've got to transform from the loy to the loy, the loy with an aleph to the loy with a vav, from the 31 to the 36, returning the hay. When we do that, that's a complete tshuva. That's the word I wanted to share with everyone, and our elul should continue to be a meaningful elul, and one with great connection to Hashem. Have a wonderful day.